The federal government is one step closer to cutting its first checks to families of those killed and injured on September 11th. Officials sent out letters today telling families how much they will get from the Special Victims Compensation Fund. The fund was set up after the attacks for families who agreed not to sue the airlines. Many families say they are still not sure whether to go for the fund. Some say it just won't pay enough. Others are rejecting the government's offer on principle. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The legislation passed by Congress setting up the Victims' Compensation Fund is basically an experiment. Never before has Congress struck such a potentially massive deal, offering financial compensation to victims who would agree to waive their right to seek damages in court. So far, just about 600 families, less than one in five, have filed applications. Many more are still wary.
It's a gamble either way, because you just don't know how much you're going to get until you sign on the dotted line and you wait.
Carrie Lamack founded Families of September 11th after she lost her mother on Flight 11. Financially, she says, she'd get very little from the fund. But Lamack says more than she wants money, she wants answers. Like many families, she says, she will sue if it's the only way to find out what really happened to her mother.
She got on that plane and I have no idea what happened to her. If she was maced, if she was held at gunpoint, we just don't know. And the only way that we can find out what really happened is through discovery, which comes in litigation. That's the only way you're going to get some peace of mind.
Earlier this month, however, the Justice Department won a legal battle that could limit what families find out, even if they do sue. A court gave the Justice Department the okay to review and possibly withhold sensitive information. Mary Schiavo, a former Inspector General for the Department of Transportation and now attorney for the families of 36 victims, sees the government's move as a last-ditch effort to push families to go for the fund rather than to court. The Victims' Compensation Fund was passed by Congress as part of a $15 billion airline bailout package that also limited airline liability. Schiavo says many of her clients are determined to sue in order to hold airlines accountable.
They went to Congress on September 11. Their family members, as one of my clients aptly summed up, my family was still burning, and the airlines were at Congress trying to absolve themselves of liability. That act alone pushed that particular group of clients into seeking accountability.
The special master appointed to oversee the fund, Ken Feinberg, says his main hope is to return families, financially at least, to where they were on September 10th. He says more than 1,000 families are considering the fund, but because this is all so unprecedented, he says, it's only human for families to be cautious.
I did think that they would come in more rapidly, but I understand why they haven't. People are understandably wary of how it will work, and I am not troubled by it. I'm confident that by the end of the program, there will be virtual 90% or better subscription to the program.
Ultimately, that will all depend on what happens with the first awards that Feinberg is making now. He has said the average award will be about $1.2 or $1.3 million. But Feinberg has huge discretion, and it's unclear, for example, how much he'll be willing to offer families of those who were making more than $250,000 a year. Justin Green is a lawyer with Kreindler & Kreindler, a New York law firm that represents families of some 200 victims.
Right now, we're trusting Ken Feinberg. And we're waiting with bated breath along with our clients to see whether he's going to come through. The proof's kind of in the pudding.
Another issue families are looking at is how generous Feinberg will be on damages for pain and suffering. The special master has said he'll pay $250,000 per victim and another $100,000 per dependent. That's much less than victims of other airline disasters have won in court. One bill pending in Congress would give September 11th victims a minimum of $1 million for pain and suffering. It would also change the current rule that deducts money from those who had life insurance or private pensions. Charles Wolf is founder of a new group called Fix the Fund. He lost his wife, who worked on the 97th floor of Tower 1.
If there was ever a wrongful death, I think that we're looking at one here. So to treat us less fairly than someone else who had an opportunity to go to court for an injury is not right.
Even some of the strongest advocates of the compensation fund agree that some changes might be in order. But overall, Leo Boyle, president of the American Trial Lawyers Association, says the fund is still a better option than taking a chance on a long legal battle.
Let's say you think you could have gotten $9 million if you went to court. Well, $9 million, if your lawyer charged you a third, you're down to six. And if you're going to get that money in year eight, you've lost probably 150% of the value of the money. So from six, you're down to 2.5 or 3. So again, I believe that these numbers easily rival what could happen in court.
For many families, whether to go to court or go with the fund may well come down to how long they can wait. Jenna Jacobs lost her husband Ari on September 11th. She delivered their first child on September 17th. Now she's struggling to keep up with the mortgage on their new home, and she says she'd settle for less money just to be able to move on.
I'm unable to make decisions right now, so if the money isn't enough that I can keep my house, I've just spent a year depleting my savings. So the sooner I can find out, the better position I will be in, regardless of how much money it is.
Jacob says she's hopeful she'll get enough money to realize some of her husband's dreams for their son, but it's nerve-wracking, she says, knowing that one person has so much control over her fate, especially since a sense of control was another thing so many families suddenly lost on September 11th. Tovia Smith, NPR News.